This is FTH Beyond, where we talk about Marvel Strike Force. I'm Rock on a podcast in Charleston Fall. To my digital right, I think it is, I got Kurt Booten.
Hey, how you doing?
And to my digital left, the man who loves Hulk so much he keeps green behind him all the time, Sin Raven.
Well, that's actually kind of fair, I guess. I can't help that.
So we're chatting a little bit. I don't know why that didn't play, because that should have.
That's all right.
I know why it didn't play, because I don't have... No, it still should have played. It doesn't matter. Thank you for playing that, Kurt. So we were talking right before the show, and I just got a bunch of Mr. Fantastic shards. Now, by the way, the artwork on him, right, doesn't look like some drunken ex-teacher who got, like, run out of school shamefully, sit on his front porch and go, "You kids, what are you doing around here?" Hasn't shaved in a few days, but still doesn't have a man beard. Man, I don't know why they made him look like that. It's just weird.
It's Richards, so, you know, it kind of fits.
Okay, yeah, it kind of does. $3.4 million, Kurt, is what I did on that one.
Interesting. I'm pulling mine up, but I did about $3 million this time.
Yep, I did. And, I think I got 25 shards. I might have got 35, but I think I got the 25.
Well, the prediction was that 2.8 to like 4, you were going to get 11 to 25%.
Yeah, so that'd be right. That'd be right in the, yeah, in the middle there. And Sin, dare I ask, did you get first place?
Oh God, no. I don't try to push for 100 and up. It's just too much work and not enough reward for pushing that high up. I basically just blitzed because it's for the event, so I just kept
blitzing
when I could, and I wound up with 20. Where am I? Let me find it. There it is. 23 million, so that put me at 1,224th.
Jesus.
Wow. Christ.
That's good.
But, yeah.
But I've been blitzing.
I can blitz while I'm working, because, I mean, it's 30, 35 minutes to do a rotation, and I can either do it while I'm, you know, not doing anything, or just let it sit on the side and just hit the auto button every now and then, and then, just go.
Yeah, as long as you win, you get points, and if you don't win, the next one you will
win. I have the flexibility for it. Others don't. So I was able to push higher than I expected. The predictions were 12.5 to 19 million for top 2,000, and I have no idea where it is because I wound up with 1224.
Okay.
So I have no clue where the top 2,000 was for this one.
Well, you're in it though.
My guess was gonna be about 21 million. I'm guessing that I was probably about 2 million high on my prediction, so maybe even more than that, but I'll probably know by tomorrow, like, where it was, people will say.
So what was your total again?
My total was, where is it?
Leaderboard, 20 million.
Right? 23.1.
Yeah, I mean, that was in the prediction list that Casino had posted.
His for top 2,000, theirs was like 12.5 to 19. 19 was the highest that they had.
Well, 12 was 1 to 2%. 19
really?
Was 10. I'm just looking at one right here. Yeah.
Huh.
Published 2 days ago.
Weird.
Yep.
I was looking at the wrong. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. 101 to 2000.
So 12 million was their highest for 1 to 2%. Their lowest for top 2000 was 12 million, and the highest was 19 million.
Right.
Predictions.
And so it's skewed higher than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's skewed higher than that. It might have been right in that spot. It's just I have no way of telling.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Because that gap. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was going to use my emote that I got from you, Sin. And I can't because I remember I did it on my account, not Death Days Beyond account.
Huh.
I was going to put a little venom in for you. But yeah. But that's still impressive. That's still really good. Like you said, did it from the milestones. So I really pushed my energy down to almost nothing. And even with my limited play, I'm still almost done with milestone 12. Have we got 3 days, 3.5 days left? So I don't know if I'll get the
Sunday. Almost 4 days.
Sunday won't count. Sunday, if you haven't hit the regular milestones, it's good for Sunday, but you won't get... You won't get any orb shards from the blitzes on Sunday and Monday.
You're right. Yeah. But I'm looking at the regular milestones. And we just got this Carnage Blitz, which I could always use some more Carnage. So, I mean, again, Reed Richards, I needed. So double win for me, right? Reed Richards shards and orb fragments and milestones. And now it's Carnage and orb fragments and milestones. But yeah, I might get the 20, but with 3 days out, how long was it? Was this a 7-day milestone, creative differences?
It's basically from Sunday to, I think, maybe all the way to Monday.
So about an 8-day.
Yeah, but again, the Red Star orb blitz and the premium orb blitz don't give you orb shards, which
yeah,
is
yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how to get through the milestone. Really want. I'm estimating I'll hit milestone 17.
I haven't opened any of the orbs yet, so I don't know where I technically am. Because I'm sitting at.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you get milestones for opening, right? So
yeah, so I'm at 30.
That's a different one.
You need 65 orbs, Unity orbs, to complete the event to get all the mini uniques and everything.
Well, that's a different one. You've got that one that I'm gonna jump in on tonight, and then you've got the Blitz one that gives you. So you got two different Negasonic.
Right. So there's creative differences, the creative differences milestones, and then there's the explosive combo milestones. The creative differences milestones is you're just earning points, and there is 20 milestones there, and you're getting some orb fragments, a bunch of ABCs, which was great for it, and some shards for Warhead, as well as gear credits for purple gear credits. So those are just you're earning points from doing Blitz.
Yeah.
So as long as you're doing Blitz, you're getting those points, and that's the one where you earn more points if you're using the Unity characters.
I've made two Unity teams, so I'm happy.
Right, but even to make those teams, they don't really matter if you're just going to Blitz, because you're just going to get those numbers as you Blitz. So people went and redid their setups and redid their teams. Unless you're only Blitzing like once a day, it doesn't matter. Because as long as you're blitzing, you're hitting those milestones. So that's the 20.
I pulled 73. Sorry, I just pulled out 73 dominoes and 8 pulls.
Oh, that is excellent.
That was great. Sorry, good.
The other one is the explosive combo milestones, and that's the really good one. That's the one that gives you all the mini uniques and everything, all the tier 14 mini uniques that you need. And there's 30 milestones for that, and the only way to get those points is by opening Unity orbs, and you get 647 Unity orbs. 647 points for every Unity orb you open. So you need 65 Unity orbs to complete the event. Nice. We got 2 for free for their screw up, which wasn't really a screw up, but whatever. You get 2 for the milestones for each blitz, so that's 4. So that's 6 right there. And then you get 12 for the previous mentioned milestones. So 12, 14, 16, 18 total out of 65. Everything else you're either getting by blitzing or by buying. And if you're just doing it by blitzing, that is a lot of blitzing. I don't think I'm reaching the top.
Oh, come on. I just opened up like 10 of the Unity orbs. I got 3 Negasonic. That's very disappointing.
The drop rate is atrocious. It gives you a good chunk of gold.
Yeah,
which is
I did
nice.
Get a good chunk of gold.
There's some good gear in it. There's a bunch of characters in there, none of which help me, but you know, for newer players.
All I want is Negasonic.
There's 13.
I'm
basically just holding until I have all 65, and I'll just open all of them.
Yeah, I probably won't get all 65.
None of the characters in there, except for Negasonic, is anything that I need, so I'm just holding the orbs.
Yeah, to get your milestone done.
But I don't think there's a way of finishing it with just Blitz unless you're crazy blitzing. I don't think there's a way of without dropping some cash.
I'm assuming they're going to bring, like they did with the other milestone characters, more milestone stuff to do. No, Murphy 3. You can't.
Not for this.
This is it.
This is the event. This is the whole event.
We only get 2. We got what the hell for Venom Spider-Man, whatever Black Suit Spider-Man, whatever he's called. We got like a dozen for freaking
Symbiote Spider-Man
Marvel.
Is a different. That's a different type of milestone event. That is a way longer and a completely different one. This is more like how Cyclops was. It was only like a week worth of milestones. There was more milestones for Cyclops, but it was only a week. and they screwed him up too. Now, it might have been a little longer than a week because there was more of them, but that was the one that was bugged. There was like 8 milestones in them that they had to fix later.
That is so frustrating, man. But on the flip side, I did just pull down enough to get 2 more stars on Domino, so I'm now up to 4 red, 4 regular star Domino. So possibly if I keep pushing hard, I might get, I doubt it, because it's at 130. If I get too good, if I get some more good pulls, though, on her, I can get to that 130 and get that 5th star before we're out on Domino. But that's man, that's just, that's frustrating that Negasonic is tied behind the wall that fiercely.
Yeah, very.
You know, 38 out of 100 was what I have on her. Now, there was a 99 cent, but a Negasonic egg won, this offer this week. Did you guys see that?
It was one orb for Ironheart.
Was it Ironheart or Negasonic? Maybe it was Ironheart.
I think it was Ironheart.
Yeah. I bought it. It's 99 cents. I'm like, why not?
I bought it. Yeah.
I got it as well. And the thing is that I actually got a really good pull out of it, which does me absolutely no good.
Why is that?
You
don't have a 7-star, do you?
I bought her orbs originally. The very last orb I had for her got me 180 drop. And so my numbers turned out that if I placed top 2,000 in both of the, oh, that's a good drop. 50.
That was a good drop. So I got 50 thing on my mega. So
the way my numbers worked out, that it was that if I hit exactly top 2,000 on both of Ironheart Blitzes, I would get her at exactly 6 stars. I needed 212 shards out of opening her after opening her orbs, which is exactly what you get for 2 blitzes at top 2,000.
Okay.
So I got her there, and she was a 0 of 300 to get to 7-star. I opened that one orb, and I got 40 shards for her.
Wow.
Which, yeah, that does absolutely nothing, but it's an awesome pull, but it does absolutely nothing.
Yeah, too bad you can't, your gift shard. Yeah. You give it to your baby account or something.
I'd love to trade.
Yeah. Yeah, Murphy, I've got 5 red stars on Negasonic. I think I got 5 red stars on Ironheart. I've got 5 red stars on Domino. Not filling any of those yet, but yes, I pulled those. I got lucky last week. I got Negasonic and Domino back-to-back 5 red stars last week.
Wow.
That was a major pull there. So, so Domino is my only one right now that I can feasibly go, I think I can get this done if I just push hard enough. What about you, Kurt? I don't know why I wanted to call you Vent. I don't know where.
I have no idea.
Yeah. that was weird. But what about you? Where are you on? I just got Cull Obsidian. Where are you on Domino and everything else?
Domino, I have. She's only 3 stars. I don't have any red stars for her. And she's at 54 out of 80. So she's really, really a baby. At this point.
Now, have you been doing the daily get all the way through, at least the hardcore run on her?
Yes. Oh yeah, but so you have to remember I only opened the things on Monday. So yep. So my number of orbs I'm sitting on right now is 6. I'm sitting on 6 orbs. I'll probably have a couple more tonight, I would think. So I haven't done any of those yet today. So yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I expect I'll get at least a 4-star, hopefully a 5.
Now, Sin, what is a good build team? Because I forget what the team she's built for, but what's a good Domino team? And that would be...
Well, she's for X-Force.
So it's just straight up... Because I have to ask, because one, sometimes there's more characters than you pick, and everyone's like, no, don't pick them. But two, sure. Sometimes it's like, well, they really work well... outside of this team. So right now it's going to be Domino, right. Deadpool, Cable, Negasonic, and X-23?
Yeah, that's the whole team. So right now we don't have X-23. People are putting Storm in there for pretty good effect, since she does work well with that group.
Because obviously Negasonic's going to be a no-go for a while, and X-23 hasn't even hit yet, although she's coming soon.
X-23 is going to start this coming Thursday. She's going to be the 2 weeks of Blitz.
Yeah.
So, It's a week and a half of crazy blitzing and really annoying.
But only 45 to open her. So you get that. So within a week, we'll have her as the 4th member. So maybe Storm, you're saying?
Yeah, Storm's been being used as a 5th, and from what I've seen, for pretty good effects. Don't really know who else.
I mean, Colossus would have that. He has that. I don't know. I don't have no Colossus.
I wouldn't move Colossus off of X-Men because, you know, he's just so good with Phoenix.
What about Cyclops?
Shut up.
If you're running Cyclops, the problem is if you're running Cyclops, you're taking somebody off the X-Men already anyway.
Right.
So he's basically in this scenario, he's replacing Storm, and Storm is going with X-Force. If you're not taking Storm off, you're taking Psylocke off, who is better with Hero Brawlers. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
I'm going to show you my Unity teams. I was proud of them. I think I did something okay. And y'all look at them and go, maybe. But let's see. What are the two Unity teams that I built? Because I'm big on that. I want to get those milestones. So I used all my juice on them. So the first one is Hulk, Chavez, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Deadpool. And they do pretty well together. Then my second Unity team is Groot, Gamora, Thanos, Rocket, and Phoenix.
Okay.
And out of the Unity characters, I just kind of felt like those were the best that would work together.
Right, but do you have a full X-Men team?
I'll define full X-Men team because you know I don't have Scott because I won't get Scott.
Well, I mean, but a regular, you know...
Yeah.
Colossus. I mean, so there's no reason to break up the teams. Because you're going to use... You get points for them anyway. As long as you use that character in a blitz, you get the extra points for that character.
Apparently, I can rank up Storm after tonight. Didn't realize that. So now I have a full 7-star Storm. I know you get it for that character. And I still use my X-Men team.
All right.
But I mean, I dump a lot of, because you'll get so much more. You'll get 100 points per blitz win with a Unity team versus the 6 or 9 points you get for a character for just a win.
Let me double check on that. So winning a blitz with a Unity character gets you 20 points. Winning a blitz gives you 9 points.
Yeah.
And I think it was actually, I think they fixed it because I think it was giving 29 points because you were getting 20 points extra for using a Unity character instead of the 20. But the thing is, you use the character, you get those points. It doesn't say use them on the Unity team. It just says use them. So
this is true. I just was trying to, maxing out with 20 per win. You're talking about per character at 5, you're getting 100.
Right.
I mean, I see what you're saying. I still do use it, but yeah.
The benefit was that if you only blitz in a couple of rotations, you can set up these teams and use your charges specifically on those teams to max out your milestone points. So you do a regular fight, you get that 100 points for using all 5 of them, and then you spend 75 charges to do 3 more fights and get another 300 points.
Yeah.
So you're jumping the milestones. But if you're blitzing normally or constantly to get those orb shards as well, then it really doesn't matter because you're going to finish those milestones up fairly quickly.
Okay. I guess. Yeah, Maxman team is fairly high up in my, let me spend energy on them to reuse them in the battles. You know, last week I made an erroneous statement, Kurt.
Are you kidding me?
I told you I didn't have a team that could beat 8-3. Turns out I have like 5 teams that can beat 8-3, depending on the RNGesus. So I was paying attention this week, and I was like, oh, I just took down 8-3 like 3 times in a row. Cool. But yeah, oh, and Darkwing says July, Beast, Iceman, or Emma Frost with the question mark, and Squirrel Girl, rumors by Valley Flyin. What do you think, Sin?
Yeah, that's the rumors that have been flying around for a little while. The other rumors are that Emma Frost is going to be the 5th Marauder. That's a different take, right? Instead of bringing Gambit like we thought they were going to do as a 5th Marauder, because he was actually a leader of Marauders in the comics for a little while.
Right.
The other rumor is, of course, Doc Ock is a legendary for Sinister Six. So that's still, you know, questionable. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Like, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if X-23 was required for... I mean, not X-Force was required for Doc Ock as a legendary unlock.
Stop bursting my bubble, man. I can't get Black Bolt. I can't get Doc Ock. Come on, man.
That's how they've been doing it. Like, here's the team. We just put this team out. Oh, by the way, they're going to be needed for the next legendary. Mm. So it's kind of been a pattern. So that's been a rumor, or kind of not rumor, but like reading the tea leaves, basically.
And you know, they're not going to give a Negasonic bundle that's under $30, man.
Oh no, absolutely not.
Come on, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah.
Beast has been. I mean, we known Beast is coming for a while. He's supposed to be out by now. I don't know. He's been getting delayed. Iceman was a rumor. I don't know if it got changed or not. Emma Frost, they said like 6 months ago, we're working on Emma Frost.
Yeah.
Like around November or December, they said we're working on Emma Frost. It take from interviews from like a year and a half ago, they specifically said it takes them about 6 to 9 months from deciding this is the character that we're going to do to bring that character into the game. So we're right on track for Emma Frost to show up in game if it's 6 to 9 months. And yeah, Squirrel Girl was the other one.
Yeah, and I thought they alluded to Squirrel Girl, or they flat out mentioned Squirrel Girl.
Then one of the devs dropped into Valley's stream to give him rumors, and he said it was going to be a I honestly don't remember the term they used for it, but it very much alluded to being Squirrel Girl.
Certain tree rat might show up or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Like, oh, a rodent type character or something like that is what they said. And she's most likely going to be on a Hero Brawlers team because that's where Miss Marvel is and that's where America Chavez is. That's the team. Which would be awesome.
The whole Heroes Rising thing.
Right, so you do the Heroes Rising, but if they bring in Spider-Gwen, that's the other character from the cartoon. So right, do you run her on the Hero Brawlers or do you run her with Spider-Man?
I actually, because you could have multiple. She could theoretically be on multiple teams.
But, yeah.
Because really, Squirrel Girl technically was an Avenger.
Yeah. Yeah. And she killed Thanos.
Right.
This is true.
It's funny. When we were talking Marauders, there's always been something that's bugged me about the Marauders, and that is just who's on it. And because really, Mr. Sinister, yes, he's been on it, and he actually theoretically is still on it. Everybody else is a former member, except for Strife, who's never been a member. So
Strife is like a clone of Cable, and he's just a Sinister servant.
Yeah. Well. Maybe he is now, wasn't before, but yeah. Well, again, and with all of the X type of characters, storylines change often, right? So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Polaris was a former former Marauder.
I mean, from all the X stuff, there's so many characters for them to bring in.
Right.
Like they could spend a year just releasing X characters, and then they could spend another year releasing just Spider-Verse characters.
Absolutely.
Those two wells are so deep that it's pretty crazy. And then the third year just releasing Avengers.
Yeah. And they're working on in the movies, they're working on the Spider-Verse 2, which would sync up with releasing some more Spider-Verse characters.
Right. Not a rumor, but my speculation, because there's been no information about it at all, so this is pure speculation on my part, is that when Venom 2 comes out, we're getting Shriek, and we're getting either like Anti-Venom or Agent Venom or somebody.
I like Agent Venom. I like him.
Agent Venom's not bad. Anti-Venom is interesting, but I think Anti-Venom would mainly be interesting just because of the comics. I don't know that it'd be a great character in the game.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So those characters are my speculation. The only rumor that I heard about it was maybe two more symbiotes coming out, and if they do a full team, that team is going to be completely OP. So my guess is the movie tie-in is going to be Shriek, because she's going to be in the movie because that's Carnage's girlfriend. And then they need a fifth, and they'll never do Null because that's just too much power.
Well, and the teaser at the end of Venom was the Carnage teaser, right?
So. Right, and we know Carnage is the main for the second one.
Right.
But Shriek is in the movie, so I'm guessing Shriek is going to be in the game.
Yeah, it's not a bad guess.
That'd be good.
Provided that we're allowed to have superhero movies ever again.
Yeah. Huh. You know, they'll come straight to our home, and we'll pay the $20 to watch them, man. We'll get them.
They're starting to open back up slowly. Those movies are going to start hitting, and you know, I'm sure they can't wait to put those movies back on the big screen and get that money.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if they will. I don't know how many people are being like, "Oh, I'm going to rush to the theater."
Not it. So, let's talk some war, because it's a grind right now. But Kurt, I know how Sin and I are doing. We'll bitch about it here in a second. How's your war been going?
So we had a war finish tonight. Wow, we lost. We've actually been doing okay in general. I think we talked last week where we were at gold 3 and we're still at gold 3.
Good.
I've had a rough couple of weeks just keeping up with stuff. And Alpha is back at the doing the point system. So our point, I have to hold out another 2 or 3 days. I think Sunday is the end of the raid season.
Ouch.
I'm sitting at 9 points out of 10.
Ah!
So yeah.
Cutting it close there, bro.
Yeah, I know.
They're not gonna kick you, but if they do, we'll kick somebody and we'll take you, Kurt.
Whatever. I'm not asking anybody to kick anybody. If I earn 10 points, I earn 10 points. I got no problem taking that. I don't want to. So I've been hyper paranoid. Part of the issue was I missed a raid and didn't realize it. Like, just we had two raids going. I hit one of them and didn't even know that I missed the other one.
You know what helps?
What's
Give
that?
Somebody a phone number so they can text you and yell at you in text.
Yeah, I know. It really
helps
does.
A lot. Let me tell you.
I know.
It's like, That's hey, what true. The hell? There's 25 minutes left. Where the hell is he? Come on, hurry up.
So, and I think I actually gained 2 or 3 points just for missing a donation, because I do that whole, like, I try to do it in the morning, but if I have a busy morning and I can't get to it, I'll do it in the evening. And if I do it before the time rolls, and then I think I do the next one after the time hits.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll just forget.
Yeah, it also throws it off when you do it that way, and then you end up missing a day.
Yeah. So I've been just hyper paranoid about all that and making sure I get my attacks in. I've been having a real hard time in war when I'm sitting on like 200-300K teams that I can use, and we're facing 400-500K teams that I don't stand a chance of punching.
Yeah,
up.
That's kind of where I've been. And I'm in the middle of our alliance.
I have to wait or burn somebody to remove the boost. And that costs an attack, and it doesn't get any points. So it's weird. It's a challenge, but... But it's, you know, I think we're doing okay. My teams are certainly better than they have been in war. So, and I'm building up my other teams. So, working on having a decent Wakandan team, and just to have another symbiotic team. But. So many characters to work on.
There's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah. So what's been going on? Oh, go ahead.
Symbiotes is a great team. Wakandans are okay. They'll do some stuff, but you need them for the monthly event. So
Right.
Weirdly enough, there you don't need them as high power as I thought you would need for the event. And I guess we'll see next Friday like how much power they need to be at 7-star in order to complete that event.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then, so just going through, right? Doing everything I can. What's going on with you guys with war?
Hold on real quick. Red Skull, is that the Hydra team?
Yes.
Okay, I was doing that right. My Hydra team sucks. Yeah, why don't you tell them? War's a grind. It's a war.
So we clawed our way back up to gold 3.
Okay.
And we promptly got our asses whooped in the very first one.
Right, yeah, you guys talked about that last week.
No, that happened. That happened previously. Again? What happens is if you go into goal 3, you have you basically get 2 wars before you drop back down.
Right.
If you lose the first one, you still get a second one, then you're still in goal 3, but if you lose the second one, you're back in goal 2 and you get rewards for goal 2.
Yeah.
The losing rewards come out as goal 2. So we did it the first time where we got a tie and then we lost and we wound up back in goal 2. So we clawed our way back up to goal 3 and just a bad war last time, so lost that one. So we're on our second one right now. So I really don't want to see a loss on this one,
right?
But people, get your attacks in, especially if you're sitting in chat and listening. Get your attacks in. And it's a weird one because like the flight deck, the middle flight deck is full, but the first and the third flight deck. Half, I don't know if they're not there or if we're facing a 24-person, 22-person alliance or not, because I actually didn't check. I really should check on that. But those two teams are ghosts, so it's all shield minions there. So that's just like somebody want to drop 8 attacks right away, go ahead and clear that room out with 8 attacks, and you're basically done.
That's free real estate,
yeah, pretty much. So yeah, I just don't want to see a loss on this one and drop back down to goal 2, but it is what it is. War's a pain in the ass, but that's where you get those mini uniques from the orbs, and you need those orbs.
Yeah. You do indeed. Steve-O heard wrong. That's all I'm saying. He wants me to work on this fool that can't. It can't even shoot straight. This fool, Scott Summers, can't even shoot straight. Not working on him. Not going to happen.
But yeah, we managed to hit a hundred, you know, pushing up on the Greek raids, which is nice. Getting hundreds on the Greek raids. People just got to work out their timing on the energy and get that down, because those are not. Especially Alpha. Alpha is like the easiest one of the three.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that one we should definitely be hitting 100%. If not every other time, then every other time.
Right.
And really, it should be every time.
We need to get some more boosts in on our stuff. Boost that one. I'm noticing that they're running down pretty fast on us here, so I'm throwing some boosts in to help out. But they've run down our left side, and they basically need to clear one side of the med bay, and then they'll jump in on some other stuff, it looks like. I just threw two in. I'll save two. But see, okay, so here's my problem. Oh, Octal's already in, taking that one. Cool. My problem with the war is you don't want us to waste attacks. So if something's not marked, I'm not going to attack it. So like the flight deck, one's full.
Right now, so basically the idea is you don't want to attack stuff that's not marked. Okay.
Okay.
And you really shouldn't. So we had a problem on the last war where somebody went and attacked Cargo Bay when it wasn't marked.
Right.
And there was like 5 attacks that got thrown into Cargo Bay when like security or something. I don't remember what the other rooms were open, but Cargo Bay wasn't attacked at all. And I don't think it was the last war. I think it was the one before that. Yeah, it was the one before that. We still managed to win that one, but that is not attacks that should have happened. They didn't need, those attacks did not need to go there. So like right now, hangar is marked, but if it was already cleared and you're looking at it and going, I don't know what to attack, The previous rooms that already got half cleared, those are always safe ones to go back to and hit, because we're gonna probably clear those anyway to get the points for the rooms. And especially right now, like if you wanted to go into flight deck and take 8 attacks in there right now and clear that entire thing, go for it. Just go nuts. But it's like, you know, you can get like the lowest person in Alliance can go in and drop 8 attacks in there, because it's not going to cost them a lot of units to do it.
Right. I'm going to take my crappy Red Skull team in. Well, it's really Hydra that's crappy. Red Skull is actually decent, and I realize I now have to work on my Hydra to catch up with him.
Hydra's a defense team, and they're actually an excellent defense team. So yeah, you want to bring them up.
I just didn't realize I had my skull up enough to maybe put them on defense, but I do now.
Right, so. And you want to bring them up to about like 250k or higher. You know, you want to keep going, but at least that. But for these, you can just drop in one character and go through. Like, you know, like
I'm gonna throw
I'm saying, you could take your lowest player in your alliance and just go, hey, go hit this room and go nuts. I want to see 8 attacks from you. I don't want to see anybody else hitting this room. You clear this room. So, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Everybody else can focus on others. Somebody can be the hero and just clear out the entire room. Wow, and it feels good, because it just feels good to just take one guy and be like, oh, look at that. Got it.
So what if your example of the guy that did the cargo bay, what if he couldn't take out the teams that he took, you know, if he took out the teams in cargo bay, but those were the only ones that he was able to take out, does he not get those points on purpose? Like,
well,
I mean, I understand keep staying on track. I really do. But I just wonder.
Right. But the situation was that cargo bay was not attacked and wasn't marked.
And we had other stuff marked.
I think two of the flight decks were half cleared. So he could have went and attacked flight deck.
Well, if he had the teams to take out the remainder in the flight deck.
No, the flight deck, like they were roughly about equivalent. But the thing is, cargo bay is never really a priority target.
Sure.
Well, there's other spots to hit. And I was like, if we could win this war without ever touching cargo bay. You know, we're probably going to wind up with two rooms not cleared and never touch cargo bay. That is not a room that should have been attacked.
I think that's part of the problem. I think it's what you're kind of maybe getting at, Kurt, is the education of it. Because I didn't honestly know that. I just know don't touch things that don't have a marker on it.
Oh, yeah. So it's funny you keep talking about cargo bay. I actually had someone from the other team that we were fighting tonight send me a private message on Discord and said, hey, dude, we're at war right now. Could you attack me? I'm in cargo. No one ever attacks me.
The amount of people who are like, oh, my God, I can never get a VIP because they never touch cargo bay. Everybody gets VIP instead of MVP instead of me because they never even look at cargo bay. Somebody please do something.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm in cargo bay. I think I defend cargo bay. But it wasn't the last battle. It was two battles ago, because I don't really check my stats very often as far as, like, defense. I don't know why I was looking that particular time, but I was. And I had, like, 8 defensive wins. I'm like, well, all right, then. Excellent. I'll take that.
That's basically, you know, 2/3 of their attack that they can't use somewhere else that they used up in your room.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure I'm in cargo bay is where I'm at.
So cargo bay is really weird. Like if you can avoid attacking it, then you avoid attacking it because it just gives all those positive buffs to the defenders. So it's kind of just a pain in the ass to go in and be like, okay, what am I going to get piled up against me on this fight? And it's just not worth it.
Right.
Because it has no global effects, especially early on. Like, you don't want to hit it early on. Later on, if you're doing a full clear, then sure, clear it out. But or if you need it for points or something. But for the most part, you can avoid it most of the game.
Sid, Apostolic Pants says, if I'm in cargo base, a sign your alliance doesn't value you. Is that true?
That's completely untrue.
You don't value me, Sid. I want to be valued.
I honestly, we never really went through it and went, let's put this person here, this person there. people picked their rooms and then stuff got moved around and somebody went, oh, I want to be in this room. I'm like, okay, here, move you over to this room.
I gotcha.
We know.
I think I ended up in cargo because I had honestly, I had two strong ends, like two and two, and then a really weak middle for a long time. So
there's some teams that work really well for defense on Cargo Bay because you get all those buffs for yourself. Like some teams work better in like security or somewhere else because you're giving like defense down to the attackers, while like one of the other rooms gives you defense up, so whoever benefits from that is better there. But Cargo Bay just gives you a bunch of weird buffs. So if you got teams that benefit from that, they're great on defense in that room.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I don't even know what the buffs are, to be honest. I go where I'm told. And Joker told me a long time ago, go here. Like, yep, done. Now I'll go in and update my teams. And we were just talking about that before the show started. Was Sin and I, and maybe Kurt even, we all need to update our teams with all the changes and stuff that we've done, or that have been done in the game, right? That we've upgraded our stuff. We need to upgrade our war teams and our blitz teams. Just me? All right, fine.
Yeah.
No, well, I just redid my blitz teams, but yeah, my war teams do need a touch up.
Actually, I just redid both sets. So, yeah, I'm good for right now.
I have.
Yeah, I just went through a whole roster review recently.
I need to get my Hydra up to snuff. I've got, if it wouldn't show all the layout of the whole thing, because Murphy's like, you're showing your layout. I'm like, stop it. My eyes are up here.
Don't flash the layout.
I want my beads, man. I missed Mardi Gras this year. I need to pull it up at some point and look at it. I go in and update my teams. I have a good Coulson team in there. I have my Asgardians in there. I might have the Wakandans in there just because they're a basic synergy team. But I keep out my war, my not war, my power armor. I keep out the Fantastic Four, Tech Nerva. But I have my Ultron. Ultron's on defense. That whole Ultron build is on defense. So I don't know. What's one of the best defense metas right now?
Asgardians, Hydra, Mercenaries. I mean, specifically the teams that are, you know, like Marauders is a defense team. Captain Marvel with the Brawlers Captain Marvel is just a pain in the ass on defense because she's a monster, especially if you can get her up to like 100k power. She's so difficult to deal with. And then you throw in there's a couple others to put in. You can easily do 8 defense teams, and then some are better than others on defense. Like you can put Black Order on defense, but depending on how high up your Black Order is, they'll basically clear whatever room you want them to clear. You know, they automatically get you a win. So, but on the other hand, they're also, if they're high enough, they're a nightmare to deal with. So like you could put them on defense and maybe get like 4 or 5 wins out of them on defense, because a proper counter team to Black Order takes 3 different teams, and you have to break down 3 different teams to do. So, you know, If I put my Black Order on defense and somebody came in and cleared them in one shot, but used Phoenix, Invisible Woman, and Ultron, or Phoenix and Mr. Sinister and Ultron, or something like that, that's 3 other teams that they're not using to their effect, and I'll call that a win.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, Murphy says Captain Marvel with whomever. You just put him in with whatever. That would be your Brawlers, right? You put in Brawlers, Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, America Chavez, Spider-Man, and
Morales. You can run her with Brawlers. It's a good one, and they're good on defense. Marauders with Shuri is good on defense. And Murphy's right. BKT with Ultron in there. Especially now, if you got Ironheart and you moved her to Power Armor, then mm-hmm. Vision goes with Ultron, Star-Lord, Rocket, Groot, Ultron, and Vision.
Really?
Because you're starting up with defense up from Vision for the tech characters, which is everybody except Groot, and then Ultron is a pain in the ass. But Ultron's also a solid option on offense if you wanted to keep him off of defense.
I need strong... Well, maybe I don't because I'm in Cargo Bay, but I was trying to get a stronger defense. Because, I mean, I might barely squeak in 5 battles sometimes. But if I can go, but I got 8 defensive wins, that's a plus. You know? So I tried to put some good, strong teams.
That's definitely a plus. Please scrape in more than 5 battles.
What are your requirements on Behemoth?
We really need to update it because really it's been 5 for a little while, but it really should be 8 because 8 is what you get for free energy. There should be no reason to do less than 8 attacks. Because that's what you're getting for free. If you're not getting your 8, you're wasting energy.
Busy, man. And honestly, I like war when I have a shot. It's like when Kurt was saying, when you open up the door and there's a 400+ K team there, and then I'll go, okay, I'm still going to put in a Warbot. I put in a Warbot. Warbot's like, yeah, if you don't have a million point team, you're not touching. I'm like, I'm out. I can't do shit. You know, see, freeze.
Well, that just means you need to improve your attack teams.
I'm working on everything. Damn it! All my teams are being worked on.
There's so much stuff to work, and that's why it's like, you know, it comes to a head every now and then when people are like, okay, stuff needs to happen. People need to get their attacks in. But for the most part, there's so much to work on this team in this game that you really need to pick your focus and be like, okay, I'm working on this team because this is what it does here. So you're either working on offense for war, or you're working for arena, or you're working for raid. So it's hard to pick sometimes. Like I actually envy alliances that are like Aftermath. They're a war target. Alliance, you know exactly what you're doing. All your stuff should be going to improving your war teams, because then you're not worried about, well, you know, you're working on the war teams, that's going to improve your raid and everything else. They're not a, you know, focus on raid first alliance, so they have a specific focus versus we do everything, so it makes it a little harder.
I think what Sen is saying, Charles, is that you're a great disappointment.
Oh god, no.
I'm great, comma, disappointment.
or maybe I misheard. You're just great at disappointing people.
You know, you gotta be good at something in life.
That's actually been my favorite thing for like when we have those really clutch wars. When you have a clutch war and you just lose and it's like, oh crap, okay, fine. But when there's one where you're like, you know, people should have been doing better, I just like the, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, right.
But you guys are both dads. You know that line.
Yeah. So Sunday, I get a text from Sin like, hey, there's like 25 minutes left in whatever war, whatever it was. I don't remember what it was. And I'm like, thanks, Dad. Got in and did whatever I needed to do.
Not a dad.
Yeah. But that you know of. Yeah, I mean, it's just like you said, there's so much here. And that's why I like doing the show, because honestly, if there's anybody in our alliance, and we have so many people on our Discord that don't listen to the show, and that's fine. I'm just disappointed. But but you know, in our personal alliance, I have actually had a conversation with somebody who has since, I think, moved on to a more aggressive league, which I knew they would. I mean, they came in at the bottom of our alliance and scaled quickly to the top. And we were having a talk. I was like, look, he's like, but you're the leader. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm the face. I'm the pretty boy. Sin's running this joint, and he's the man. You know,
I know the conversation you're talking about. I told him you were the queen of England.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. That's a great way to put it. And like, but I said, look, I get it. Here's the only thing I can give you peace of mind is do what you can do. I'm going to do what I can do. And when you get ready to move on to a more aggressive league, which obviously you will because you're an aggressive player, we'll wish you well, no hard feelings. And he seemed to take absolutely. That as fine. Yeah. I am working on Murphy every week. I'm working on I'm working on Ella. I farm her every single day. Where is she? I farm her every single day. She should be in my hearts here. Why
the thing is, at least you guys listen. When there's advice being given by somebody, you guys at least listen and work on the stuff that you're like, okay, that makes sense. I should work on it. I had a friend of mine message me today going, I took a shot at DD2. I was like, okay, how did it go? Oh, I got completely trounced. I'm like, well, what team did you use? Well, I only have 5 characters at T13, and it's
it's Wolverine, random, right? A random mix.
Right. It's like Wolverine. Yeah. Oh God, I don't even remember. But it was Crossbones, Wolverine, and a couple others in there that I'm like, why? He's like, well, that's my hardest, strongest characters. I'm like, I told you like 6 months ago. Please stop working on these.
Yeah, I mostly listen. Hulk's, he's gonna be my tier 14. I don't give a damn. But yeah, I mean, now I'm stuck with my Hydra. I've got to get the leveling chips. Hela, I farm her every day. It's just a slow trudge to get her up to 6 stars. I can't get her up to tier gear 10. But yeah, you know, I've been working. I did stop. See, I was smart. I got Ironheart up to 10, and I stopped working on her, you know. And then I shifted my focus to Domino, and now she's gear tier 9. I pulled 2 more stars on her because I knew she'd be better or more farmable, whatever. Sinister, I'm slowly working on. All these. I got so many hearts, dude. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I have 30 hearted characters, man. Come on.
That really doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. But this is like work on this one. Work on that one.
Like, take all of those off. Pick, like, 3 characters that you're specifically working on and heart those. What I'm doing is I'm leveling. Well, right now I'm not leveling anybody because I'm waiting for Symbiote Spider-Man to milestones to come back up. So I'm saving the gold for that. But on a regular basis, I would have a team that I'm leveling and a team that I'm gearing. And then once the leveling is done for like my F4, I was trying to get them up to level 75. So once they're done on level, I would drop them off and another team would take their place. So I would spend the gold on leveling them. Meanwhile, my Sinister Six is getting gear. And once they're up to tier 12, I stop gearing them and move another team into their place to start gearing them. But I only have like 4 characters up on favorites. And that's the ones that are like, I need this one as a daily refresh to get the shards. I need this one as the shards. And maybe like specific one that I'm trying to get, you know, for DD3 to get the gold gear for. And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, part of it is like, help me remember. Oh yeah, when you get a chance, like I want to get my Ghost Rider to 75 because I really like that team, and I just got another star on him not that long ago. It wasn't super recent, but within the last couple of weeks, I've got enough stars to get another star on him. And then like tonight, I just got Elsa Bloodstone. I got another red star on her, and a yellow star. So I'm up to 6 yellow, 5 red. And I like the Supernatural team. So I keep them hearted to remember. Oh, yeah. You know, when you're not working hard on somebody else, get them. Taskmaster, he's tier gear 9. I need to keep him up there a little bit. But a lot of it's reminders. But I'm really working on Okoye. I'm farming, right, for the event. She's only 5 stars, so I need to get her up to 7 for the event. So I'm slowly but surely farming her. Sinister, because you say he's a great defense. He's geared tier 10. I guess he's ready for defense now. I've got him geared tier 10, and he's at 36,000.
No, so Sinister is actually really great for everything, but he needs to be about 50,000 power.
So he's going to be a while then.
He really, like at 50,000 power, he really becomes super useful for Arena. And of course, the more stars on him, the better, and the more red stars on him, the better.
Yeah. So I got 3 red, 4 regular. Can you even farm him? No, you can't farm him.
He's okay. He's in the war store, so he's really difficult to get the stuff for. Yeah. Which is why this Carnage Blitz is so good for people, because if you need Carnage, that's war credits that you're not spending on. So if he's not 7-star, go ham on this Blitz. Get as many shards as you can get.
Yeah. My Carnage is 6 at 224 out of 300. So I'll be pushing it forward. I don't think I'll get quite to that 7th star on this blitz, but it's going to be getting me close enough. And then I realized I've been sitting on blitz credits because I've been using it to farm tier gear 14 shards, but I need one fucking specific shard that is not coming up. I need like one or two more of it, and I'm done. And so I've been sitting, I had like 30,000 war store credits. So I started buying stuff like Sinister, you know, when it popped out and said
the scarcity algorithm is a real thing.
Yeah.
people keep saying, oh, it feels like the game slows down on giving you stuff when you really, that's what you're farming. It's because it does, because that's an actual algorithm that's been around for years. And then, and the group that actually has the patent on that is where Foxnext came from. And Murphy mentioned in the chat, it's actually what I was going to say. He does the, he sets up favorites for each origin. So tech, mutant, bio, whatever else. And that's the other one I was going to mention. That's a good way of doing it as well. Cause you're just working on that one character from a specific, origin. And so you're not mixing the gear. Like mine's a little harder to do cause I'm gearing the entire team, but that's mostly cause I want to keep the team roughly the same level. That way is a little more efficient because you're not mixing, you know, gear for the same type, which makes it harder to level.
Yeah. Now, outside of war, Ironheart is a little bit of a not a great character.
She's from everything, I haven't leveled her up yet. Mine's decent on levels, but I haven't geared her yet, so she's got no power in her right now.
Yeah.
From all the info that I've seen, at about half the power of Vision, she's good enough to take over his spot. So if your Vision is like 60K, at like 30,000-35,000, she does the same work that he does.
Yeah. I mean, it's her attack, like her middle attack that you can start with. It doesn't do anything. But her next follow-up puts that defense down. So when you come in with War Machine, you smash hard.
Right. So she's supposed to be your counter for Hydra. And the whole thing with her is if you can get that defense down on Red Skull, you can destroy Red Skull. But you have to do it when he doesn't have defense up. Because if it lands and he's got defense up, it does absolutely nothing. Okay. But if you actually get it on there without defense up, the power armor destroys the team fairly easily.
Yeah. Wow. But I actually had to make sure. I had to go back and read what her middle power is. Like, is it just one of those where it puts something out there? Because it's like, look at the lights. Oh, no green bars moved at all.
It's a speed reduction.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, reduce speed bar of primary and adjacent targets.
It does 160% damage at what I have it at now, but it doesn't. You don't see the green bar move at all. I haven't been noticing the speed bar, honestly. But yeah, I mean, she's good. I like it. She sinks in, but you know, it was weird not fully seeing the full effects of what she does. But then you see that defense go down, then War Machine just rises up. You're like, get ready, bitches. Yeah.
Phoenix. If you have her maxed out, if you T4 the flares, it's a 20% speed bar reduction.
T4 or T6.
T4 the orange materials.
Oh, orange materials. Sorry, gotcha.
Yeah, the T4 ability materials.
I was thinking.
So it's okay, level. Okay, okay. You basically want the it's level 7 ability. Gives you an extra 20% damage and an extra 5%.
That's 6.64. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you do the 7.77, and if you max that ability out, it's an extra 5% speed reduction, which brings it to 20% speed bar reduction.
Ooh, all right, now.
So there's characters that do more. Like, I think Negasonic, or I don't remember who on X-Force does it. X-Force is all about speed up your team, slow down the opponent's team. And Proxima Midnight, if you max out her skill, does like a 50% speed reduction.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's pretty brutal.
All right, we're about that time. But Kurt, what else you got to talk about? I want to make sure you get everything out this week that you wanted to chit-chat
about.
Yeah,
no, it's good. I mean, really, the only thing I was going to go over were the offers. And, I mean, you touched on the 99-cent Ironheart one. That shield team offer is still up and running with Yo-Yo.
That's a good offer.
It's a great offer, particularly if you're a mid-level character or mid-level player. The Yo-Yo thing makes it worth it for higher level players, but really 100 shards of Cap, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Quake, and Yo-Yo plus 100k of gold, but who cares? Yeah, $25, which normally I wouldn't bite on, but man, if I didn't have so many of those characters maxed, I would purchase that.
Yeah, I've got all of them except Yo-Yo maxed.
Yeah, me too.
And for new accounts, it's a great catch-up mechanic. It's one of the... There's like three or four of these packages floating around that I'm hoping start showing up for, you know, late game players.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, so there's 6 Unity Orbs for $20. A single Unity Orb for $5 with 250 blitz charges. Serendipity Orb, 2 of them for $10. Cull Obsidian Shards, 50 for 30. Corvus Glaive Shards, 50 for 30. There's a Heroic Draft, a Cosmic, so it's America Chavez, Thing, Mantis, and Doctor Strange, one orb. For, you know, a possibility of... Oh, it actually says, and get 50 shards. So I guess it guarantees 50 shards. So, Proxima Midnight, 50 for 30, same thing. And everything else is pretty normal. There's this Legacy. Again, this is a good beginner offer, but Legacy Orb, you get 5 orbs for $3.
Yeah, those are also good catch-up mechanics.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, we'll get that. No. Finish up the offers.
Yeah, I'm just going through to see if there's anything else that's really special, and there's really not. Weekend Energy Bundle, which people have been questioning whether or not it's worth it. It's 175 power cores. You get 250 campaign energy and 100 blitz charges. It's only 20% savings.
It's pretty decent. Like, I bought it a bunch of times. I'm actually stopping buying it because while the energy's really good, I'm running out of cores. It's refreshing the store, dealing with the event, and then buying this. I'm burning cores like crazy.
Yeah. So that's really it for the offers. The only other question I had, Charles, was have you been opening up your Ultimus orbs?
No, I've held them. Until we figure out what's going on with the Ultimus store. I've got 8 Ultimus orbs right now. That's the only one I've sat on. Everything else I've been opening up.
Yeah, I didn't open those up on Monday either.
Yeah. But Murphy says, have we discussed what tunes to take into Dark Dimension 3 on the stream? And he says, don't waste superior gear on Ultron. He doesn't make a difference there. So, Sim, I wouldn't even know what to begin to take into DD3.
He's super expensive. Like, I probably, like, I didn't take him. I'm up to note 12. I didn't level him up. He's the most expensive character to T14. That being said, a lot of the second run, people are bringing him in and they really like the results. And him at tier 14 for raids, like, a lot of the people that I know that are doing, like, difficulty 4, difficulty 5 on Ultimus 7 say that they're using him and he's a great benefit for that level of the raid. So maybe not bring him for DD3, and then once if you're done with it, or you're done with the first run, bring him in for the second run and definitely gear him up for the raids. But yeah, I mean, we're running a little long, but we can do it next time. We can do, you know, full on what you should and shouldn't bring for DD3.
Yeah, because that'd help be helpful, because I know Kurt is working on tier gear 14s, and I am too. So.
Yeah. The problem that I'm running into is that whole, like, what's next type thing. I started out because I was so hot on Ultron to try to get him going, but it was so difficult that I stopped. I mean, he needs 2 more pieces, but it was just so difficult to get those.
He'll do his work if you're bringing him. If you're already spending on him, you might as well finish him. But for anybody that's looking right now, going, should I do him? Probably not.
Right.
You can definitely go without him. You only need six characters to finish the entire run. You need five characters to start, but then once you pass the first node, you can go into the nodes with one character each.
Yeah.
And if you have two of each type, for you're set for the entire run.
So that's something we'll look forward to doing next week for sure.
Yeah,
we can talk about that.
Kurt, where can I find you on the webs?
I can be found all over the place, but on Twitter, I'm at VO by Kurt on Mondays and Thursday nights. I'm right here on FTH Beyond on Sunday evenings. I'm over on GSTU Media with the Bromigos of the Streampocalypse. On Thursday evenings, I am over on Nook's Tavern doing the Animal Crossing New Horizons podcast with Phil Keating. And I also have a podcast called Storytime with Kurt. We're reading through Great Expectations right now. And that's pretty much it. Otherwise, find me at Kurtstable, wherever you can find me.
The busiest man on Twitch, I swear to God.
He does a lot. He does a lot. But, Sin, you're all over the place. Besides your daily show, you've been making all kinds of appearances.
Here and there. It's nice to get the name known.
Where can they find you, man?
You can find me every morning on twitch.tv/sinraven tiny.url/sinraven on YouTube. I'm putting up videos from little YouTube series that we're doing with Paulo from Rome and Mr. Free to Play. We're doing the two sides. So basically, like, I'm the spender, Mr. Free to Play, of course, is not.
Yeah.
So we'll cover different topics and go through that. That's a Saturday morning show, basically. Well, for me, it's 8 a.m. For Paulo, it's 5 p.m. So since we're all over the place. So that one's been going pretty well. That's straight to YouTube and, here and wherever else the hell I show up.
And we do have a Patreon if you'd like to hit us up at, we have a Discord. We do have a Patreon, patreon.com/FTHBeyond if you'd like to support us. There are no real rewards at all. It's just, hey, thanks for throwing some money at us, and we appreciate what you do and all that jazz. And we do have the merch. Thanks, Kurt, for putting that in. We have some FTH Beyond shirts. I need to dig mine out and wear it on here again. It's in my closet somewhere. But we have a Discord that is free to access, tiny.cc/FTH Discord, just like the app, right? Just put FTH in front of it, all lowercase. And you can join our Discord, and we would appreciate you coming and hanging out and chatting with us. You don't have to be a member of our alliances. You can just come in, hang out, and as long as you're nice, we'll let you hang out and be cool. That's the Roadhouse rules. Now, before I tell you where you can find me, I'm doing something special this coming week. Turns out I have a sabbatical coming up that I get paid for, so I have 10 days off starting Saturday. And so on I'll be streaming a lot over on twitch.tv/CharlesMcFall. So come check me out. Come give it a heart and follow. So it's always good. As Sin will tell you and Kurt will tell you, it's good to have somebody show up in the chat room that you can interact with. That's fun. And I'm going to be doing a bunch of different games. I don't honestly care about the monetization. I don't think I stream enough over there to even ever get that to be a thing for now. But just to hang out and play. I'm going to be playing a bunch of different games. Definitely some Call of Duty Warzone. I'm going to play some XCOM Chimera Squad, which is the newest XCOM game. I've bought tonight the game Starbound to play with Nicole0991, who is a mod on all of our channels. She said she wanted to play that with me, so we're going to play. And so who knows what I'll play. I'll play games with you. Let me know. Twitter's at RockGuttaPod. Facebook is RockGuttaPodcasting or Charles McFall. Either one will work. And just let me know if there's a game you want to play. We'll hang out. I know Dennis is probably going to play Borderlands 3 with me. I've talked to Phil about playing something. Kurt's just a busy man. I don't know if I'm going to get to play something with Kurt.
It's really hard.
But basically, every day for 10 days, and it's random. I don't exactly know what times I'm going to play. So if you go and like that channel and follow my Twitter account, that'd be great. And you can come hang out. Because just to say, hey, that's always fun. Anyway, that's it. Find me, Charles McFall, Rock Out Podcasting, all over the interwebs. And I guess it would help if I play some outro music here. But the three of us really enjoy doing this. We love hanging out every Thursday night. So make sure you tell your friends about the podcast, FTH Beyond, and all your podcasters. We're out there on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, I guess, now. And Google Podcasts or Google Play and Stitcher and Spotify and everywhere else. And you can catch us live here on twitch.tv/FTHBeyond every Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. We'll be back next week with some more awesomeness.